So across the world, they will begin the Yom Noraim, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur very soon. And in some shuls, they have people who serve the kehila during this time and they get paid. And some shuls, they don't. They're volunteers. So we'd like to see is, first of all, what's better? The first question is better to have someone who's paid or not paid? That's a very short sugya. And then the second question is, how can we pay someone to do service for us on Shabbos and Yom Tov, which is a much more elaborate but interesting sugya all at the same time? The piece in front of the Beis Yosef, that'll be for the second part. This is the Iker sugya right here in the Beis Yosef. The first is the Tshuvas HaRashba. The Tshuvas HaRashba writes in the Chelek Aleph in Tuf Nun, again in Tuf Reit Sadi Aleph, and again in Chelek Gimel in Tuf Lamed Tes. So the Tshuvas HaRashba clearly holds this to be a very important point. He says that it is always better to have a paid chazan all year round. It's always better to have a paid chazan, says the Rashba, even during the week. This is the opinion of the Tshuvas HaRashba, and he says a number of reasons why. First of all, it prevents someone who's not appropriate to act as the chazan, someone who might not be proficient to be a chazan, to step up, and therefore you kind of isolated and removed any bad apples from the equation. And also, if you have someone who's paid, they will put a little bit more into it. They'll give you a little bit more oomph for your buck. And therefore, that will allow you to have a better chazan, someone better leading the tefillah for the tzibur. And will force the shidduch tzibur to do his best job since he's being paid. This is cited without question by the Beis Yosef in Or HaChaim, Siman Nun Gimel. And again in the Shulchan Aruch in two places, in Nun Gimel Chaf Beis, and again in Nun Hei Chaf Beis also. And the Shulchan Aruch says very clearly, it is always preferable to have a paid chazan versus an unpaid chazan. The Mishnah Berurah says this again without question, this is the best thing. And he cites the Prima Gadim, who says that even if you have a chazan who's ready to work for free, you should still have everyone contribute to a salary, even the poor. Even everyone in the community should pay. That's how important it is to have a paid chazan, says the Prima Gadim. The Shulchan Aruch has a long discussion. How do you collect the money? How do you take it from? What fund do you take it from? How do you split it up amongst those who have and those who don't have? There's a whole discussion. But since we don't usually pay for full-time chazan anymore, we're not going to spend any time on that. But at least we should be aware that in the eyes of the Shulchan Aruch, it is always better to have a paid chazan than an unpaid chazan, because you're going to get a better job if you pay them. That is the assumption of the Rishonim and the Poskim. Which moves us now to issues of Shabbos and Yom Tov. We are aware that we do not do business on Shabbos and Yom Tov, because Shema Yavod, you're going to come to write, and we don't allow Mekach u'Memchar, business practices on Shabbos. With that in mind, let's look at two Gemaras that you do not have on the sheets in front of you, but I'll explain them very quickly. The first is a Gemara in Bav Metzia, Andaf Nun Ches Amad Aleph. And the Gemara says as follows. If the Beis HaMikdash, if Hektish, hires Ruvain, for example, for a certain wage to be paid each day, to go watch the para. Now the para, according to most Mefarshim, is the para aduma. He's going to be paid to make sure that the para aduma doesn't get hurt. It's his responsibility. 7 days a week, he's got to watch this cow. Or you pay them to watch a child who needs to be raised again in Betahara with purity so he doesn't become Tame, so he can be involved in some aspect of Kedusha in the Beis HaMikdash, perhaps in the Paraduma, or to watch crops that are going to have to be used for Hektish as well. So this person gets a salary as a watchman, so he does not get paid for his work on Shabbos, says the Gemara. That day is free, no payment, and therefore he's also not responsible for what happens on Shabbos as well, because he's not getting paid. So if something happens to the cow, why should he guard it? He's not really getting paid for it. If he was hired by the week, not by the day, or by the month, or by the year. So this is what we call havla. We take his salary that would be paid on Shabbos, and we just subsume it under the rest of the payment for the year. So even though I'm giving him $100 for the week, and even though some of that time is spent working on Shabbos, since it's just being subsumed under the rest of the payment, we don't consider being paid for Shabbos. We consider being paid for 6 out of the 7 days, and therefore we don't consider paying him for work on Shabbos. But what do we see from the Gemara? From the positive, we see the negative, that you cannot pay someone for working on Shabbos. This seems to be a clear Gemara. The other Gemara is one in Ksuvus Andat Samach Dalat Amun Aleph. The Gemara in Ksuvus is discussing a case of a husband and a wife. There is a morate and there is a moredes. A morate is a husband who does not fulfill the obligations written out in the ksuba, and a moredes is a wife who does not fulfill her obligations as spelled out in the ksuba. There are penalties if you do not uphold your part in the ksuba. If you are the woman and you do not pay for what you have to do in the ksuba, so we take from her ksuba, we deduct from the ksuba for each day of the week. Seven dinarim or whatever it may be for what she's not doing. Okay? But when it comes to him, there's a little bit of a difference. We subtract from her ksuba, we don't include Shabbos, because we don't want it to appear as if she's being paid for working on Shabbos. Right? Each person has a responsibility. It'll be mechseh. It'll look as if she's getting a star Shabbos, right? We'll say, you know, each day you're not doing the responsibility, so we deduct from the potential ksuba of the woman, right? If we deduct for 7 days, so it'll look like she's getting paid for keeping up her end of the ksuba on Shabbos. When it comes to the man, if he doesn't do his job, we add on to how much ksuba he has to pay. Okay, that's his penalty. For the man, we will add on more and more, regardless of Shabbos. Why? Because adding on to the ksuba more money for what he has to pay later on doesn't look like you're being paid for working on Shabbos. It doesn't appear like that, just like you're adding more to the ksuba. But deducting daily wages, that would be a problem. So again, we see here from the Gemara that Rashi says we don't pay someone for working on Shabbos as part of the gzeira of Mekach u'Bemchar. Again, there's no payments for working on Shabbos. On this Gemara in Ksuvas, there's a comment of the Mordechai, which is brought here by the Beis Yosef in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, Orachayim, Sim Tuf Kuf Pehe. Look at the Beis Yosef over here. He says, on Mordechai Kasav, this is the top of the Beis Yosef, on the left-hand column. Ha Mordechai Kasav, Besov Perek Afal Pi. There's the end of the Perek there in Ksuvas. Ha Dekamar Hasav, that which it says in Ksuvas. Michzei Kischar Shabbos. It will appear as if there is Schar Shabbos. Mikan Pasuk Harav Rabbeinu Baruch. From here, the Rabbeinu Baruch tells us the following thing. Yeshli chashash al hachazanim shesochrim osam hispal b'Shabbos. I am questioning those chazanim that they pay to work on Shabbos. Paying someone to work on Shabbos, that is schar Shabbos. That is payment for working on Shabbos. V'harabbeinu Shmuel, Rabbeinu Shmuel argues, Omer, de'ein iser, there's no problem. D'hanosnim schar l'kayim ha-mitzvah hispal, because he's being paid schar for a mitzvah of davening. This is the shita of Rabbeinu Shmuel. This is also the opinion of the Maharam in Rumberg, a number of tshuvos brought in his name. Now, that's a very vague statement. What does that mean? That nosen and schar l'kayim ha-mitzvahs l'hispalel. He's paid a reward for the mitzvah of davening. That's not really explaining why it's okay. We'll have to figure out what this means. Let's look at the comment of the tour. The tour here, 4 lines from the top in the middle of the tour where the oshei is. So he quotes his brother, Rabbeinu Yechiel. He says, V'chein od, minhag ba'ashkenaz, the custom in Ashkenaz, in the German land countries, shegedoli ha'ir makdimen litkoa kol mi shezariz bo yoser. Ashkenazim, we love running after kavod. We just cannot get enough of it. The greater the person, the more kavod they want. And they will daven, they will blow shofar. If there is kavod for an Ashkenazi, they will take it without a problem. However, Yoser Mashain came to Sfarad. This is not the case amongst the Sfaradim. Sheborchem min ha-mitzos, they run away from the mitzos. Ad shetzrichem l'skor echad min ha-shuk l'tko alehem. What would happen in Rosh Hashanah in Spain? They would get up, it's time to blow shofar. Does anyone here want to blow shofar? Nothing. And they would go down to the street, they'd find a guy, say, hey, you want to blow shofar? Pay you $100 after Yantif, and we'll take care of you. He said, okay, fine. And the guy would blow the shofar. So what did that mean? They paid someone to blow shofar with them on Shabbos. Where did the Sephardim get this from? Says the Gemara above Metziah, if you get paid to watch the cow, there's no schar Shabbos. It's usher to take money for doing something on Shabbos. Havla. There has to be havla. Havla is, again, subsuming the payment under working during the week as well. That was what have to happen. Could mefarish the safe to brisa. This is the end of the brisa. Shuskar lishmor chadash misham raya misham yirish yatsa skar behafsedo. And therefore, it's not appropriate. And then he concludes: Alzen amar avera goreres avera adkan. One Aveira of taking money is going to lead to another Aveira, and don't take money for doing mitzvahs for the tzibor on Shabbos. Ad kan, the comments of Rabbeinu Yechiel, with the machlokas, you know, Rabbeinu Baruch, who is machmir, to not pay to get to work on Shabbos, Rabbeinu Shmuel, who is lenient. This is the machlokas Rishonim that we have in front of us. What is the explanation of the matir? We understand those who are machmir, right? Can't get paid on Shabbos. What is the explanation of the matir? So there's first a tshuva from the Ma'ari Baruna. The Ma'ari Baruna writes in Siman Reisha Dalad. He's quoted from Rav Yaakov Weil, one of the great Ashkenazi Rishonim, that who said that you're allowed to pay a midwife to work on Shabbos, right? The midwife helps deliver the baby on Shabbos. She's entitled to get paid after Shabbos very clearly. And then he also heard in the name of the Maharil that one is allowed to pay for the chazan on Shabbos. And he says that Rabbeinu Yechiel must hold like Rabbeinu Baruch. Rabbeinu Yechiel, the brother of the Rush, must hold like the Machmir opinion of the Mordechai. But the minhag is like Rabbeinu Shmuel, says the Ma'ari Baruna, to pay for a chazan on Shabbos. So, another Rishon who's lenient. In addition, it could be, according to some Achronim, that maybe Rabbeinu Yechiel is only Machmir when it comes to Rosh Hashanah. On Rosh Hashanah, so there are people who can daven and blow shofar, but they don't want to, right? There are people who can, but they choose not to. So this is improper, and there's a problem to pay them Sar Shabbos. However, maybe Rabbeinu Yechiel would allow you to pay a chazan for Shabbos. Why? Because when it comes to Shabbos, you need to have a chazan, right? You can't get through the daven without a chazan, but the chazan doesn't want to daven, right? Every single day of the week, right? I would hire a chazan every single day of the week, but the chazan doesn't want to work every single day, he just wants to work on Shabbos. So, since it's Yefshar, since I can't any other way have a chazan for Shabbos, I'll pay him because I have no choice. But if I could pay him for the week, I would. But in this case, I can't. Maybe
it's not the chazan's problem.
That's not the chazan's problem.
But the chazan's problem, he's getting schar Shabbos.
We'll have to see what the issue is of getting schar Shabbos.
No one worries about
chazan. We'll have to see, once you get the schar Shabbos, is that a problem with holding on to it? We'll see in a second in the Beis Yosef when we return there momentarily. Let's look at the Beis Yosef right now where we left off. The Beis Yosef says, where we said, Ad kan l'shono, this is towards the middle of the Beis Yosef. The last word in the line is Umashma, and then the next line begins Dafilu. Says the Beis Yosef, Afilu ihayos musfa leka isura, afilu midrabanan, tamekach umemchar gufei. This is asur midrabanan. How could possibly one allow this? Rabbinic law prohibits us to pay someone for working on Shabbos. Below misaser ela midrabanan, behechi gazrinan, bemored, dosifu musifa atu, mekach umemchar, havale gzera legzera. And he says, maybe this is an issue of gzera legzera. The original gzera was, you don't do business on Shabbos. This is a gzera that you don't get paid for doing mitzvahs on Shabbos. It's not really nekach memchar. Maybe this is an extra gzera which we don't do. Too many gzeros are not good. Ela vaday leis be yisura. Rather, there is no isser at all, says the Beis Yosef. Klal. Afil midarban. Even rabbinically, there's no problem getting paid for work on Shabbos in this case. Ela de l'takein l'hosif l'chadchila lo ratzu chachamim. They didn't want to do it, allow it l'chadchila. Mishum dehavei michsei l'inshei k'schar Shabbos. They don't want people to get the idea that we do business on Shabbos. But on its own, inherently, there's no problem. L'chein mashem perek makom shenagu. And this is clear from the Gemara Masechta Nun Amud Beis. The Tanur Rabbanan. Arba perutos ein behem simen bracha. There are four types of wages where there is no simen bracha. This concept of simen bracha, meaning you take the money and you use it in some way, nothing good is going to come from it. You invest it, so it's not going to come back with anything good. What are they? La'olam b'chad minayin. One of them is schar mitur gaminan. The wages given to the translator. It was like a human microphone. They had it back in the day. The rabbi would say it like this, and the guy with a very loud voice would shout it out, and everyone would hear it. So he worked on Shabbos for the drasha. U'mefarish tamam mishum demichzei k'schar Shabbos. The reason is because this guy's going to get paid for working on Shabbos. V'im isa dehavei shum tzad iser b'davar lo havei leid. And he says, if it was usser, then we wouldn't allow it at all. Right? What does it mean? Says the Beis Yosef, Ein bo simen bracha means it's not good, but you can still do it. We don't like it, but you can still do it. We're going to see a contradictory statement later on. Havalei lomar ein behen simen bracha demashma leis bo yisura el shein roen simen bracha va'od demashma shay darkam l'schor mitzugamingan. And also the general way was to hire these people on Shabbos. But Yomim Tovur and Yantif, Lahashmi, Hadrash, in order to hear the Drash, Larabim, the Tamak, the Precious, the Kevin Shein, Usochar, so Shabbos, Asma, you're not really hiring him for Shabbos, Ella, me Erev Shabbos, you hired him on Erev Shabbos, Socher, Oso, Shein, Isser, Bedavar, you hired him beforehand. Maybe it's going to look like people are doing things that are not right. With a makom mitzvah lo chashashu klal, and this is the key line. But makom mitzvah, there's no chashash at all. You can hire someone to do something on Shabbos if you hire them beforehand. That's b'diavad. But lechatchila, says the Beis Yosef, you can hire someone to do a mitzvah for you on Shabbos. V'zehu das ha-Rabbeinu Shmuel. This is what Rabbeinu Shmuel means. Shekasav dein iser t'hanosin schar l'kaim ha-mitzvos. Because you're doing a mitzvah, there's no problem of schar Shabbos. And this, says the Beis Yosef, is the reason why there is no problem at all. There's no iser in any form whatsoever. Okay? We find this idea of Ein Bo Siman Bracha in two other places. The Shulchan Aruch says you don't work on Purim. If you work on Purim, Ein Bo Siman Bracha, but people go to work on Purim. And also, you're not supposed to Erev Shabbos. After Erev Shabbos, after Mincha, says the Shulchan Aruch, if you work there, Ein Bo Siman Bracha, but
Tisha B'Av.
What? Tisha B'Av. Also, the Shulchan Aruch says Ein Bo Siman Bracha. So, there but it's not Usher. It's not good, but there might not be Usher. The Maharshag, who is famous amongst the Hasidic Poskim, so he has actually two reasons why it's okay. Both of them are equally questionable than the next. The first is in Chelek Aleph Siman Samechei. He says there's only an Isser of Schar Shabbos on paying someone for the day. Meaning, I'm going to hire you for the day, and you're going to be the Chazan, you know, all day. Whatever. If I want you to sing, you got to sing. If I want you to be quiet, you got to be quiet. But I'm not paying you for the job. If you pay someone for the job, what we call Kablonos, being paid just for the job itself, that's fine. There's a difference between a poel, who works for the day, and a kablan, who works for the job. And in this case, since I'm hiring the chazan to sing masaf, it's not a problem. There's no issue of schar Shabbos over there. Rav Asher Weiss, I heard a mashir, notes this, shoots the marashak, and he says, I think it's a very nice svara, but no one says the svara. None of the Rishonim, none of the other Achronim. And this is such a simple reason. This is a difference in halacha we use all the time, the difference between a day worker and someone who works for the job, that he says, if nobody else says it before the Marashag, he finds it to be maybe not the best answer. Okay? The other reason given by the Marashag and the Chelek Beis in Samech Os Gimel, he says that Chazal were not gozer on Schar Shabbos b'mako mitzvah. They didn't make a gzeirah that people should not get paid for mitzvos on Shabbos because we want people to do mitzvos. Why would we prevent someone from doing mitzvos? Again, it's nice. I don't know. I think we can do. I think the Beis Yosef's answer is a little bit more sharp. The Chidushe Anshei Shem, which is the Chidushim on the Mordechai, he writes there in Ksuvus that this is not really Schar Shabbos at all. When you pay the Chazan for davening the Baal Tokei, whatever it may be, you're not paying him for work. These people, usually the Baal Tefillah davens for free. He davens all the time. People daven Mincha, people daven Marav, people daven for free all the time. It's not normal to pay someone for davening. And therefore, when you give that person the money after davening Musaf and Rosh Hashanah, so you're not paying him, you're giving him a matana, a gift. Right? If someone comes, and on the other hand, let's say someone comes and they do yard work for you, okay? People normally pay for yard work, okay? So to pay that person is not a gift. You did yard work for me. That's what it's a normal thing to get paid for doing yard work. And therefore, that money is going to be a payment, not a gift. But it's uncommon to pay someone for davening, says the Marashak, because people daven for free all the time. And therefore, this payment is not a payment. Since it's uncommon, it must be a matana. And giving gifts for someone is perfectly okay. There's nothing wrong with giving gifts. People give gifts all the time. Well, this is the explanation of the...
guy's not coming because he doesn't get paid.
What?
The guy's not going to come because
he doesn't. That's his problem. He could come. You know, he...
Three will gifts
what?
Three will gifts not work.
So this is another explanation to why this works. However, everything we said brings us to a contradiction in the Shulchan Aruch, which we'll get to momentarily. In Shin Vav, in Hilchos Shabbos, Sifhei, the Mechaber discusses this as well. This was regarding Rosh Hashanah. In Hilchos Shabbos, the Mechaber brings this as well. And he writes the following thing. He says that it's usur to pay a chazan, and then he says, v'yesh omrim, and there are those who say, it's mutter. This is what the Mechaber brings. Okay? And here he said that, and here the Shulchan Aruch says, he quotes very clearly, as he writes in the Beis Yosef, that it's 100% mutter to work to daven, to be about Zokeah when it comes to Shabbos. So we have a contradiction. In one place, the Shulchan Aruch says, mutter, but it's usher, but some people say it's okay. And here, by Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, the Shulchan Aruch says, it's perfectly fine without an issue at all. And the Bach and the Magen Avraham both say that the Iker opinion, the real opinion, is the one that says that it's mutter, and whatever it says by Hilchos Shabbos is off, or something changes, we'll see. And the Magen Aram says the Mechaber wrote that there's no Siman Bracha, so this implies that it's not Asur, it's just there's no Siman Bracha. And this, they say, is the Iker Shit of the Mechaber, the real opinion, which is that you're allowed to get paid for doing these jobs on Shabbos and Yom. Now, the Taz, so he questions why he says Einu Roa Siman Bracha. Why should that mean that it's mutzer? Because we have another place where the Mechaber says the opposite. In Hilchos Sefer Torah in Yerodeh and Reish Ayin, the Mechaber says that you're not allowed to sell a Torah. And with the money, he says, Ein lo simen bracha. This is based on a Gemara, the end of Megillah, the Gemara Megillah Daf Chav Zayin. And the other Mechaber says, it's usur to sell a Torah, even though the Gemara just said, Ein bo simen bracha. So what do we have a case where the Gemara said, Ein bo simen bracha, there's no blessing from this sale, and the Mechaber felt it to be prohibited. Exactly, in one place it's prohibited, and one place it's just not such a good idea. So the Taz, ironically, asked the same question in the other place. In Hilchos Sefer Torah, the Taz asks, I don't understand, but the Gemara Pesachim says, Ein bo simen bracha, and it's not usur, it's just not a good thing. So the Taz seems to be a little bit mixed up regarding what his issue is, but he again questions this idea that maybe Ein bo simen bracha is not necessarily a heter as well. Let's get to the contradiction, okay? We have a famous rule when it comes to the Shulchan Aruch. The Tshuvas of the Ramam Ipano writes in Simen Tzadi Zayin, and other Acharim write as well, that whenever we have the following statement in the Mechaber, this is the rule. Whenever the Shulchan Aruch writes, Stam, opinion without citing a name, and then he says, V'yesh Omrim, and there are those who say this, the halacha always follows Stam. Stam v'yesh omrim, halacha k'stam. This is the mesorah that we have in reading the Shulchan Aruch. If that's the case, the Mechaber in Hilchos Shabbos is saying that it is usur. He doesn't follow the second opinion. He's saying that it's usur, which leaves us with this contradiction. How do we get out of this contradiction? I will give you a number of opinions. The Chida writes in the Shiurei Bracha in Yerodeh Siman Kuf Yud. There, the same thing happens. The Mechaber, one place, is talking about whether something that is a davar shebeminyan, something can be counted, is going to be batel, nullified, if there's a majority. In the beginning, in Simen Samachay, he seems to say that it's still usur. Later on, when he's talking about eggs, he seems to say that it's mutter. So what happens at the Chida? The Chida brings the following rule. He says that whatever the Mechaber writes later on in the Shulchan Aruch is the Iker opinion, is the main opinion. Whatever comes later in the Shulchan Aruch is the main opinion. And with this in mind, Rav Avi Yosef, he has a tshuva about our discussion in Yavi Omer Chelek Hei Chaf Hei, Osei, he says that this can be applied over here as well. And since Simen Tav Kof Pei Hilchos Rosh Hashanah comes way after Hilchos Shabbos, the main opinion is the one in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, that you can get paid, and Mechaber must have changed his mind from earlier, or whatever that means. That's one approach to the contradiction. There's another answer from the Shuvas of the Chikrei Lev in Or HaChaim Siman Nun Dal. He says that the halacha always follows Stam, the anonymous opinion, versus the Yesh Omrim, when the Beis Yosef doesn't seem to contradict it. But if I have two opinions in the Beis Yosef, and the Beis Yosef says his opinion very clearly, and then when he writes it in the Shulchan Aruch, he brings a Stam and a Yesh Omrim, you follow what he writes in the Beis Yosef, even if it was not the Stam opinion. And since in the Beis Yosef he said that you can get paid, therefore this is an exception to the rule, and you follow the Yesh Omrim and not the Stam opinion. Another reason, two reasons given to the contradiction. Okay, what do we come out? Halacha lamaisa. So there are many who are makel when it comes to this issue. The Knesset HaGadol, the Elf HaShlomo, the Sholu Meishiv Madura Hay has a tshuva about doing shchita on Yantav Sheni Shel Galios, but the next day is Shabbos. Can you pay the shochet to Shech on Yantav Sheni for the meat that's going to be used on Shabbos? So the answer is yes, because it is the tzorech mitzvah. It's being done for a mitzvah, like the Shulchan Aruch tells us, and therefore we have other heterim as well. The Rav Avi Yosef in the Tshuva Yabia Omer that I just quoted, and Yechav Adas Aleph Nun Gimel, also says that we are lenient when it comes to this issue of paying the chazan when it comes to Shabbos. There are some people who are machmer. The Pri Chadash follows the rule that Stam V'yesh Omrim Halacha K'stam, and since the Mechaber is stringent when it comes to this in the Stam opinion. And he says, why should it be any different over here? And he is machmer when it comes to this issue. The machasis ha-shekel also is machmer when it comes to this issue. They both engage with the principle of ein lo simen bracha. There will be no blessing from this, meaning that it's usr. Not just that it's a bad idea, but that it is usr. So we have opinions that are machmer as well. And also, the Yaskel Avdi Rav Avadja Hadaya writes in Chelek Zal and Simen Yotess as well to be machmer. Now, all these opinions who are machmer, they agree that if you pay Bahavla, if you pay him for other things as well on the side during the week, then you're fine. But just to pay him for work on Shabbos, then you have a problem. There are many Achronim who are lenient. This includes the Eliyahu Rabin, Shin Vav, and the Shulchan Aruch Rabin, Shin Vav as well, the Chayadam, not a small opinion, Klal Samach Oseches, and the Mishnah Berurah in Shin Vav, Chaf Dalad, seems to indicate as well that we are lenient in this area. The Node of Yehuda in Madura Tinyana Orachayim in Simen Chaf Vav asks why the people who run the mikvah can get paid when the women go to the mikvah on Shabbos. And the answer is, our Beis Yosef, Schar Shabbos is mutter b'makom mitzvah. For the sake of a mitzvah, we allow the person to get paid. And that is not a problem at all. L'maisa, there's only one major opinion recently, that's machmer, and that is the Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan says that gam dvar mitzvah, it's aser. But the minhag is not like the Aruch HaShulchan. Some people say that maybe it's better just to give it as a present. If you can like kind of give it later on and kind of like separate it from the payment to give it as a present, that might be the better thing to do. There's an interesting opinion brought by Rosh Hashanah Zalman Arbach, quoted in the Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa in Perachaf Ches in the new printings Ha'ara Kufnun Gimel. He says, why is it that in many communities they always have the Chazan, who's the Baal Musa for Rosh Hashanah, also lead the first night of Slichos? We've right. seen such a custom before. Why is that?
That's what he says,
this is Havla. Make sure he works on a weeknight, and you pay him for the Slichos, and that takes care of the issue, and that gets you out of the problem. A brilliant answer, a brilliant explanation from Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach. Okay,
so
what about...
show for Rosh Hashanah after that, then
you're... What? So then I guess you're clean. You got an easy deal over there.
He consulted me on that one.
Just stay home. So let's give a number of explanations as well regarding the minhag l'hakel. And then I'm just going to run through a number of other areas when it comes to getting paid for mitzvahs on Shabbos. Another reason that's given, the Eish Lavram, the Buchach Rav, so he writes in Shin Vav that you also get paid for any hachana, any preparation. The Baal Tokeya, he needs to practice during the week. The Chazan needs to practice during the week. And therefore that's also considered in the payment, and that helps as well. Rav Moshe Feinstein writes in the Orachayim in the Chelek Hei, controversial volume, but nevertheless, he says that that is sufficient as well to work beforehand during the week. Also, the Shari Shuvah says, and the Chayadam, as we said, v'makom mitzvah, Rav Moshe, in that Shuvah, in Chelek Hei Nor HaChaim, in Simen Yud Ches, he does not agree with the heter of v'makom mitzvah. He doesn't agree with it at all. He thinks the only heter is behavla, when you include some payment during the week. He says he doesn't agree that there's a heter of v'makom mitzvah. Also, you can have, that's why the minog, when you have a chazan come to town, and we don't do this anymore, but when they had a chazan come to town, they were makbid that the chazan davens Kabbalah Shabbos. So that to make sure that he davened a little bit during the week. They would start Kabbalah Shabbos, you know, before Shkia, and they would make sure he davened a little bit during the week to make sure he'd be paid for that. And the Eish Lavram also says that it could be given as a present. The Stipler is quoted in the Derech Sicha from his son Rechaim Knievsky. When his father was old, the Stipler used to have a young man come to the house to read the Torah for him on Shabbos, and he would pay him for reading the Torah for him on Shabbos. So, clearly felt that it was mutter in the case of a mitzvah as well.
His grandson.
So the Yalkut Yosef writes in Hilchos Shabbos and Chelek Beis that the minhag Yerushalayim is to pay people when it comes to this thing. He says, Puk Chazi Mai Amadvar, go look what happens in the streets. The minhag is we pay the chazan and we pay the Baal Yitzkiyah to do service for us when it comes to the Yamim Tovim. And there's a whole din in the name of Chaim Brisker regarding whether tefillah is not considered a malacha, and there's a whole shekel Torah, maybe it's something else, and not for right now. What about tutoring? So the Yalkut Yosef writes in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch and Simen Shin Vav, you're allowed it to be paid for tutoring on Shabbos as well. And he says that if you're going to be machmer, try to learn with the kid during the week as well, and that will get you out of that issue. What about doing a bris milah? Should you get paid for doing a bris milah on Shabbos? This is a big discussion in the poskim. The Yalkut Yosef says as well, there in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, that B'nai Torah don't charge for bris milahs on Shabbos. A good Yirei Shemayim, Moel has a Yirei Shemayim, so I was in charge for Bris Milas on Shabbos. He has other reasons as well, but this he says should be the Minog. What about being a Mashiach at a place on Shabbos? Should get paid for that. So Yabi Omer Chelekei, in that same Shuvin Simn Chafei, he says that they are allowed to get paid for being the Mashiach on Shabbos. The same reason as well, B'makom Mitzvah. What about giving a Shir on Shabbos? You get paid for that. So it's... So that's what Rav Avadia Yosef writes in the Biomer. He says, and also Rav Yitzchak Avadi writes in the Or Yitzchak and Chelek Aleph in Simen Kuf Mem Gimel, the preparation before Shabbos combined with the fact that it's B'makom Mitzvah and all these things come together now to pay. So, halacha l'maisa, the minhag is to be lenient, we pay the chazan and we pay the bali tkiyah, and it should be with their skills and their connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we should all have, that we should all be zoch b'din in this coming Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur.
And the check should clear.